Stewart, president and founder of the People's Broadcasting Company, established 25 years ago last spring, and which later started WPBC on the air in October 1949. As you probably know by now, we have sold both radio stations, AM and FM, to Fairchild Minnesota Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of Fairchild Industries. And within a few minutes, at 12 o'clock noon, transfer of control will pass from our corporation, the People's Broadcasting Company, to Fairchild Minnesota Incorporated. During these past 25 years in our broadcast ownership, my wife Becky Ann and I and our associates have attempted to make WPBC a positive and constructive force in the community, and to bring some beauty and comfort, inspiration and encouragement, enlightenment and confidence and motivation to you who have been our listeners. We feel we have been able to achieve some of these goals to some extent, but we are still deeply interested in the fields of inspiration, encouragement, and motivation, and hope to continue to work in these areas through both the print and audio media. We wish to express again our deep gratitude to all of those who have contributed in large measure or small to the growth and success and effectiveness of WPBC during these past many years. Becky Ann and I will continue to be involved in Twin Cities area activities of various types, inasmuch as we have many interests. We have sought God's guidance throughout these years in the activities of the radio stations, and feel that we have been greatly blessed in this regard, and we shall continue to seek His direction in our lives. Among all of the thousands of persons who have helped us through the years, I personally wish to extend my own gratitude to my dear wife and partner, Becky Ann, who has been such a constant source of comfort and encouragement to me personally, as well as being a tremendous helpmate in the daily work activities here at the radio stations. And she and I will continue to work together in whatever the future holds for us. Some of our staff members will continue with the new organization. Others will move on to new opportunities, and we surely wish them well. We also want to extend good wishes for success and service to the new owners of the radio stations as they assume responsibility for their operation. Throughout all the years we have been in business, we have signed off the radio stations each day with a musical theme entitled, "May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You," which is our wish for you at this time. And we would like to play that song once again now as the final musical selection on WPBC AM and FM. And then immediately following this selection, since I made that first quavering sign-on announcement at 3 minutes past noon on October 18, 1949, we're going to extend to my wife, Becky Ann, the privilege of giving the WPBC call letters for the last time on these stations before assumption of control by Fairchild. And now, until we meet again, Becky Ann and I and our family and our staff members and all of our associates say, may the good Lord bless and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long awaited golden day today. May your troubles all
Here's Becky Ann with the final WPBC station break.
This is good old WPBC AM and WPBC FM stereo, adult radio, the People's Broadcasting Company, studios in Richfield, suburban Twin Cities.
AM radio station for the Twin Cities, the beginning of a beautiful past. WIOO Richfield operates with 5,000 watts at 980 kilohertz. Our offices are at 6425 Nicollet in Richfield, studios and transmitter at 2110 Cliff Road in suburban Egan Township. WIOO is owned and operated by Fairchild Minnesota Incorporated. Let's go back now to other times and other things on our new format of nostalgia, liberally laced with golden olden hits of yesteryear and sports and news every hour on the hour. Nostalgia is not just a word with WIOO, it's a way of life.
Twin Cities, what a wonderful place to be. Richfield, it's hometown to me. We get that warm Twin Cities feeling when you see the IDS. 'Cause you're in the fun Twin Cities, the Viking home address. Aquitennial, Como Park, and the Great State Fair. The cities where people care. It's the Fighting Saints, the Twins, O'Shaughnessy Hall, the state capital, Nicollet, Paul, Twin Cities.
Eisenhower and Nixon are elected to a second term as President and Vice President of the United States. The worst commercial air disaster in history occurs when two airplanes crash into the Grand Canyon after a mid-air collision. Around the World in 80 Days wins an Oscar for Best Picture, and Michigan State defeats UCLA in the Rose Bowl. The golden year, 1956.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking.
Early 1956 classic by Bill Haley and the Comets, but it proved to be their swan song as the group's string of hits ended. The Comets never again equaled the success of See You Later, Alligator. March, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was convicted in Montgomery, Alabama, of leading an illegal boycott against that city's bus lines.
Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me?
One, two, and then rock.
April, in one of the most highly publicized marriages of the century, Hollywood film star Grace Kelly married Prince Rainier of Monaco.
Ooh, ooh,
the flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel.
October, Don Larson pitched the first perfect game in World Series history as the New York Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 4-3.
You got me singing the blues.
Oh,
the golden year, 1956.
Well, since my baby left, will I find a new place to dwell?
It'll be so lonely, they could die.
Elvis the Pelvis Presley, leaving Sun Records and joining RCA, recorded Heartbreak Hotel and sold nearly 3 million records. In 1956, the first boom year for rock and roll, one out of every 9 records sold was performed by Elvis, including 4 million sellers in a row. Other artists with country and rockabilly roots, like Gene Vincent and the Bluecaps, became overnight idols. Gene Vincent.
They had a contest they were holding in Capitol Records. And I didn't want to enter into the contest, but my mother, I insisted. So I entered into the contest with a song called Bebopalula. There was only 3 original songs in it, and Bebopalula was one. And it won the contest, and I recorded it in Nashville, Tennessee. And after that, somebody started playing it in Baltimore, and it started hitting.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Gene Vincent and the Bluecaps got lucky their first time out with Bebopalula. For the first time in the history of rock and roll, an artist has a song become number one simultaneously on the pop, country, and rhythm and blues charts. He's next.
In the 50s, Minnesota telephone customers were making about 100,000 long-distance calls on an average business day.
May I help you, please?
By 1966, you were making over 200,000 long-distance calls a day.
Operator.
Number, please, sir.
Yes, sir, may I help you?
If we hadn't invested millions of dollars in direct dial equipment,
operator.
Even double the number of operators couldn't have handled that load.
Yes, sir, may I help you? Long-distance calls. Operator.
Now you're making more than 440,000 long-distance calls a day.
Could I have the number you're calling, please, sir? Could I have the number you're calling?
So we're investing in the next generation of equipment. The computerized switchboards, which will let each of our operators handle your calls 40% faster. It's to your advantage, of course, to dial calls station to station direct whenever you can. It helps us, too, because it lets our operators spend their time on the more complex calls. We're investing more money in your phone service so you can ring the most out of it.
You're in the middle of the new WIOO's 4-day retro spectacular from now through Monday night at midnight. On this memory-jerking weekend, we're featuring the top hit songs of the years 1956 through 1959 with Robert W. Morgan talking to the people, the musical history that shook up the 50s and 60s. That's just part of our WIOO grand opening blast. So call a friend and tell him to jolt his memory this weekend on Radio 98 WIOO, the station that plays the oldies. Starting Saturday for 1 week, Smith Lumber is having a truckload sale on beautiful Weyerhaeuser hardwood paneling. You can save up to $6 a panel in addition to their regular stock of 4x8 paneling. Smith Lumber also has a closeout special of 2,000 panels from the mill at $2.50 each. A truckload sale of Weyerhaeuser hardwood paneling this Saturday through and including Saturday the 11th at Smith Lumber, 1333 Osborne Road, Northeast in Spring Lake Park. Go north on Highway 65 to 77th, east on 77th for 2 blocks to Smith Lumber.
Twin Cities, what a wonderful place to be. Ridgefield, it's hometown to me. We get that warm Twin Cities feeling when you see the IDS, 'cause you're in the fun Twin Cities, the Vikings home address. Aquitennial, Como Park, and the Great State Fair. Where people care. It's the Fighting Saints, the Twins, O'Shaughnessy Hall, the state capital, Nicolette Paul, Twin Cities.
Twin Cities.
WIOO's hometown.
Twin Cities.
Twin Cities.
WIOO's hometown.
Twin Cities. Yeah.
1956.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show.
Do anything but lay off the blue suede shoes.
Bobby socks and ducktails were in, and one of the jive talk phrases of the era was "Go Cat Go," first heard in country music. Hitting with a sound unique to white America was one Richard Penniman, Little Richard.
When I first did it down in Macon, Georgia, I was washing dishes at the Greyhound bus station in Macon. And I used to sing the song every day. And the fellow would come back and bring dishes and different pots and pans back to me for me to wash. And I was afraid to curse and talk back to him. So I would say, "Wah, bah, bloom, bah, bah, bam, boom," mean for him to take these plates and pans out of here.
Wah, bah, bloom, bah, 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 toody, boom, oh, boom.
Little Richard's first hit, Tutti Frutti, and his follow-up, Long Tall Sally, both made 1956 magic. The comedy team of Martin and Lewis wound up on the rocks, and Dean Martin, as a single looking for a hit, came up with one of the top five songs of the year. Memories are made of this.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave for me. You can't beat the memories you gave for me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
Comedian, actor, and now super crooner, as Memories Are Made of This added another dimension to Dean Martin's image. The Platters spin next from the golden year 1956.
Some of the warmest things happen on the inside when it's coldest on the outside. Remember wearing three sweaters and every pair of socks you could find the night you went to the ice skating party? And then feeling kind of dumb because your legs were so wobbly, and then meeting someone who didn't seem to mind, and skating around and around and holding hands, and suddenly it wasn't cold at all anymore. At WYOO, the memories are warm no matter how cold it gets outside. WYOO, because they don't make them like they used to.
39 cloudy, WYOO degrees in the Twin Cities. The Campfire Girls in the Twin Cities will be selling candy starting November 10th to raise funds for camp improvement and maintenance, plus the group and council operation. Be ready to help when a Campfire Girl calls at your door. And remember, if something's going on that you'd like everyone to know about, just send the news to WYOO, 6425 Nicollet, Richfield, 55423.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
The Great Pretender was just one offering for Platter posterity. Others were Only You and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Late in 1956, another group, the Coasters, emerged with a song called Young Blood, which had some success until disc jockeys began playing the flip side, Searchin', which became their biggest hit ever. Bobby Nunn of the Coasters explains.
We were more a comedian group than a, you know, just out-and-out singer. We didn't want to do the record. We was forced to do it, so we gave it to a guy that had never sung lead by itself before. But, you know, we did it kind of like we didn't want to do it. We forgot about it, you know, and, went in Texas and they turned it over.
Gonna find her. Gonna find her. When I'm landing a long way to marry. You know I'll bring her in someday. Gonna find her.
Searching by the Coasters. 1956, the biggest year for instrumentals. Soft Summer Breeze, Moon Glow and Theme for Picnic, Lisbon Antigua, The Poor People of Paris, Canadian Sunset, and Bill Doggett's Honky Tonk were all on the radios and jukeboxes, and the public turned them into solid gold. The beat goes on for Bill Doggett's Honky Tonk, instrumental rock standard. One of the most influential rock stars of all time, Chuck Berry, next as the golden year 1956 continues.
Yesterday is the best reason in the world to listen to the new WIOO, and this weekend the nostalgia is flowing like vintage wine on our four-day retro spectacular. From now through midnight Monday night, you'll hear voices from out of the past as the old Scotchman Gordon McClendon dusts off his old Scotchman scrapbook with the actual voices of people you've heard of but have never heard. Call a friend and tell him to share a weekend of memories with you right here at Radio 98 WIOO, a place called yesterday. In the Twin Cities, 39 degrees with cloudy skies. Looking for cloudy skies this afternoon and tonight. Clearing and warmer on Saturday. A high this afternoon during the golden year 1957 in the middle 40s. Low tonight in the low 30s and a high Saturday in the upper 40s.
1956. Credited by the Beatles as an inspiration, rock and roll pioneer, and major contributor, Chuck Berry. March, Bill Russell led San Francisco University to its second straight NCAA basketball championship.
Behind the green door.
So drink to a fool.
July, an American tradition came to an end in Pittsburgh as the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus played its last performance under the big top. August, Adlai Stevenson and Estes Kefauver were nominated to carry the Democratic banner in the fall elections.
I almost lost my mind.
No, not much.
The golden year, 1956.
You know I can't be found. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
The number one song of 1956, Don't Be Cruel. Proving that rhythm and blues could be performed by a white artist, Elvis Presley put his sound in the pop mainstream. The most exciting personality music lovers of the generation had ever experienced, in 56, Elvis could only be described as a phenomenon. Antoine Fats Domino stepped out of New Orleans nightclubs to begin building his own legend. He was already well known when he recorded I'm in Love Again. Fats describes a conversation he had with his wife about their children.
I said to her, I said I thought I'd love them all, which I do. And like you always love the last one or pay more attention to the baby more than you do the rest of them. And that's how I got the idea of writing that song. Yes, I mean, I'm in love again. Every time we had one, or, you know, and I say, well, I'm in love again.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say, you know when.
Fats 56 and I'm in love again. The temperature rises as a good thing comes in a small package. Next.
What's so special about Global Special Delivery? Look to the men and methods used in global efficiency.
Berger Moving and Storage, your Global Van Lines affiliate in the Twin Cities, moving you anywhere with extra global care. 62 years of moving families, not just furniture. For a move near or far, call on the experience of Berger Moving and Storage. Phone 780-1121. 780-1121. Berger.
There's a new you swinging in the Twin Cities every day. A new you, W-Y-O-O. It's the sound of the city's 98 music every day. A new you, W-Y-O-O, 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 W-Y-O-O.
1956. Little Willie John and Fever, also a hit for Peggy Lee. Shirley and Lee. Country Let the Good Times Roll with the first boy-girl rock duet, Shirley and Lee. One of the few girl singers to make it on her own in 56 was the performer of a song called The Wayward Wind. Gogie Grant recalls.
One of the executives at Era Records brought a song to me. It was brown from age, and he explained to me that it was a song he had collaborated with when he was a student at UCLA. The kind of music I heard in the song was a kind of music that I felt we were reaching out for at the time. There was nothing as quiet, let's say, in the top 10 as The Wayward Wind. We really had to break tremendous barriers to knock over an Elvis Presley.
The wayward wind is a restless wind.
The summer of 56 found Gogie Grant on a successful tour with Carl Perkins. Both were at a popularity peak. And the rhythm and blues groups just kept on coming. Remember the Midnighters, Cleftones, Five Satins, Spaniels, Robins, Crows, and Eldorados? The Cadillacs roll in next from the golden year 1956.
It's 6 before 1 with Bob Hall and Robert W. Morgan at WYOO. Great 98. Nostalgia's our newest trend, and WYOO Radio 98 is the Twin Cities' newest friend as we march backwards into the future with our four-day weekend retro spectacular. From now through Monday midnight, you'll be able to close your eyes and still hear the magic moments of radio, narrated by Jack Benny, and featuring all of the great sounds you heard when you turned the knobs on that wonderful invention known as radio, or pictureless TV as we know it now. This weekend's Made of Memories on Radio 98, WYOO, so don't go away. We're going to check out the latest sports news at 1 o'clock with Ron Fraser. Let's check the weather for the Twin Cities. Cloudy this afternoon and tonight, clearing and warmer on Saturday. High this afternoon with Michael O'Shea, a great 98 in the middle 40s, low tonight in the low 30s, and a high Saturday in the upper 40s. Under cloudy skies, I have 39 WYOO degrees.
98 WYOO. The golden
year. 1956. Boom, boom, boom. Like many other groups of the mid to late 50s, the Cadillacs disappeared as quickly as they arrived. Their career was indeed Speedo. Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, and Johnny Cash. The star lineup that was stabled at Sun Records in Memphis. Cash went on to superstardom, but his first really big hit was in 1956, I Walk the Line.
WYOO Sports and News Watch for all good sports.
If Archie Manning is good, blame Fran Tarkington. Manning is a good running quarterback, and he wants to get better. Contacted Thursday in the Twin Cities, he said, quote, I don't want to run all the time. I want to be an effective, dangerous runner to supplement my passing. Archie said he's been studying films of Fran Tarkington, and he feels he's doing it better all the time. The Saints are 1-5-1. They have a lot of problems, but Manning is not one of them. He has completed 105 for 1,401 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's the team's leading rusher, and the Vikings, 3-4 on the year, will have their hands full of Mr. Manning Sunday at 105. This is Bob Schumann for U Sports.
Oh, the sound of the winners.
The Los Angeles census is announced at nearly 3 million. Eisenhower and Nixon are inaugurated as President and Vice President of the United States. A shakeup in Russia as Molotov and Malenkov are removed and Khrushchev stands as the number one man. And the Milwaukee Braves beat the New York Yankees in the World Series. The Golden Year, 1957. Buddy Holly was riding high, and That'll Be the Day was his big hit of the year. The insect-like name of his group, the Crickets, later inspired the naming of the Beatles. March, the worst earthquake since 1906, struck San Francisco.
Bye-bye, love, Timmy.
Now you...